thought of you today. It had been a long time. It's an indulgence I don't often allow myself. It makes me angry, to be honest, that I think of you and am instantly transported to that space where I crave your attention, your touch, to that place where I'm still weak for you, even after all this time. I thought of one of our mornings. It came to me almost unbidden, and in an instant I was there again, my senses waking slowly, one by one. I hear the pipes creaking and tapping as the neighbor upstairs heats the water for a shower. The bells from the church down the street, calling the faithful. The children next door, already out in the yard, fighting some imagined battle with cardboard swords and unbreakable will. I smell our sheets. It's a heady scent, the scent of us. It's warm and soft. And smells of the sun in our bodies. If I bury my nose in, I can smell you. A mix of your cologne and soap and sweat. The world slowly comes into focus, and I see dust motes hovering in the light, seeping through the blinds of the window at the end of the bed. The white paint around the sill is cracked and flaking from all the nights we've slept with the window open, wanting to catch the damp breeze of a summer storm. I feel the space between us, the absence left behind after rolling away from each other in the night. It's both empty and full at once. The sheets are cool and tangled in my legs, over my hip, gripped against my chest, leaving my back bare to that emptiness. In that moment, you stir. I hear a deep, slow intake of breath. I smell the faint remains of alcohol mixed with the musky scent of you as you shift. In my mind's eye, I see you stretch out, lengthening your body, muscles flexing and relaxing. I feel the mattress sink a bit beneath me as you turn on your side and close the gap between us. You seal yourself against me, body hugging my curves. You tuck your knees into the backs of mine and draw them up a little. It's almost as if I'm laying, seated in your lap. One hand slides over my side and pulls away the sheets, then moves back to rest, palm down, in the space between my breasts. Your other arm slips under my pillow, angling my head up some, and strands of hair fall into my face. You bury your face into the back of my neck, nose pressing close to my hairline, breathing in deep, exhaling warm and wet against my skin. You're already hard against me, cock resting between my cheeks. As if of their own accord, your hips push forward, in, seeking. Your hand leaves my chest, already beginning to flush, and you pull the hair away from the side of my face. You move to the place where my jaw meets my neck, leaving small, sucking kisses as you work your way to my ear. I hear the air move as you open your mouth, the tip of your tongue tracing the line of my earlobe. You laugh, low, when a moan escapes my lips as your teeth nip and tug. You have me. You know it. Your hand under the pillow finds my own hand there, closes around the wrist, tight. You pull your hips back, just long enough to reach down and move your cock between my thighs. As you begin to grind up and against me, your hand takes my free wrist, extends my arm out, pinning it to the bed. Your mouth is open, breath hitching, buried into the hair at the nape of my neck. We stay like this for a while, a slow, steady friction. My thighs are slick with sweat, and you begin to push harder. You're riding between my lips now, and the head of your cock presses into my clit with each stroke. I begin to whimper, small sounds caught at the edge of every breath. Your mouth moves to my ear again, just over the fine lip of cartilage above the earlobe, where the sound can be caught and amplified. You pause, breathing, while my breath stops, holds, waits, anticipates. It's just a whisper, but every nerve in my body lights up. A shiver works its way over me, and the sound that issues from my mouth is somewhere between desire and desperation. My brain shifts into a familiar, simpler, baser place. Please. With a soft grunt, you shift the angle of your hips, and in a single stroke, you're inside me. We're both still for a moment, overcome by the feeling of filling and being filled. After a few seconds that seem to stretch into hours, I rock my hips tentatively, letting you know I'm ready. You release my wrist, knowing I won't move it, and move your hand to my hip. Your chin rests on my shoulder, and you begin to thrust. You start a slow and even pace, but it doesn't last. In the mornings, you're always impatient, demanding. Your fingers dig into the flesh of my hip, gripping. Your head tilts down, forehead against my shoulder, and I can feel your breath rasping against my back. The air moves in that close space against my skin in time with your cock pushing in and drawing out. I can feel my pulse in my temples, my throat, my inner thighs. There's a dull ache building inside, something that doesn't always find its release, and I can already feel myself chasing it. You feel it too, and as you reach an almost unbearable pace, hips crashing into me, your hand slips down off my hip, low across my body, until it is tucked between my legs, your first finger reaching for, finding my clit. I moan, almost purr, in appreciation. Your hand beneath the pillow releases my wrist, and your fingers thread into mine. It's coming fast now. We're hurtling towards it. Your mouth is open against my shoulder, sucking, marking, claiming. My eyes are squeezed shut, inky blackness alight with stars. My bottom lip is caught between my teeth. Your finger moves fast, deft, the pressure almost unbearable. You know. You let me leap ahead of you, and the orgasm takes over. I begin to fall apart around you, contracting, squeezing, my breath trapped somewhere in my throat. It's enough to take you over, and I feel your teeth close around the edge of my shoulder, the pain arcing through the pleasure throbbing between my legs. You thrust hard, erratic, a few times, a growl escaping between your teeth before you still. I can feel you pulsing inside me, and for a second time, everything in me quickens a bit, then slows. We're both gasping, hearts pounding. I can feel yours against my back. Our breathing finally begins to slow, and again you move so I'm in your lap, but this time with you inside me. Your hand drifts up over my belly and then out to my wrist. You pull my hand in and place it, palm down, between my breasts, with yours over it. I feel you nuzzle back into the base of my neck again, and your fingers slacken a bit where they're intertwined with mine beneath the pillow. Time starts to take on that thick quality, and I fight the pull of sleep to hold on to the diminishing returns of pleasure. Your breathing slows, and it's not long before it's deep and steady. I've finally given, sinking back into a fitful sleep. I thought of you today. It had been a long time. It's an indulgence I don't often allow myself. It makes me angry, to be honest, that I think of you and am instantly transported to that space where I succumb to your attention, your touch, to that place where I'm still weak for you, even after all this time.